For the last year, a group of Haines residents has been trying to figure out how to improve local garbage disposal. At a meeting Monday, the Solid Waste Working Group presented its ideas to the Assembly.
The goal was to create a tax-based system that's managed by the borough.
That's Melissa Aronson. She represents Haines Friends of Recycling on the Waste Committee.
That requires all of the MSW and recyclables to be shipped to an appropriate landfill or processing or recycling facility, and it encourages recycling and overall waste reduction.
The proposal shifts most of the financial burden of waste disposal to a sales tax. The group suggested a tax hike of up to 1%. Here's group member Norm Smith.
Up to 1% sales tax.
That's right.
It wasn't a 1%, no other choice. So I think that that needs to be pointed out. And another thing that needs to be pointed out is that during the summer, we have how many thousand cruise ship passengers that come and create garbage? We have how many visitors that come, under Independence, the RV parks, all of these people will be paying this sales tax also.
The plan also calls for a small tipping fee, estimated at between 2 and 8 cents per pound. That would cover any remaining costs. Right now, residents pay 25 cents per pound to toss separated waste at the local landfill. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt pushed back on the sales tax increase.
Our retail sector is already struggling, I don't see this as making things cheaper. I just see it as the money coming from a different pot.
Morfitt also brought up an argument the waste group has struggled with throughout the past year.
We have a motivated group who wants to push the community in the direction of, you know, more like universal recycling. I guess to a certain extent, this model seems like it kind of abandons that to a certain extent, and it also disenfranchises people who have kept their garbage bills down by doing everything right.
He said tossing trash could become more expensive for residents who don't generate a lot of waste. But Assemblymember Heather Lendy said this is an issue everyone has to help solve.
Communities, you know, are responsible for our garbage, and if we say that only the people who are really good at disposing it should be, you know, that we don't want to punish them because everybody, you know, then we're living in a place where there's garbage all around except for our little spot that we've kept clean.
The conversation focused mainly on how to pay for the proposed system. The plan calls for a transfer station. It also recommends shipping trash out of Haines. Right now, garbage is tossed into the landfill at Community Waste Solutions. That's the privately owned company that is currently the only option for trash disposal in Haines. Sally Garten represents CWS on the Waste Committee. She says the company does not support the proposed plan.
When I volunteered to join the Solid Waste Working Group last year, it was with the intention that the group would work together to combine all efforts of our community and come up with a viable solution that included all interested parties and that was a benefit to the community. This proposal doesn't satisfy that vision.
From here, Mayor Jan Hill is planning to meet with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel, members of the working group, and the Assembly's liaison to the group. They'll decide what the next steps should be. You can find a link to the Solid Waste Working Group proposal with this report on our website, khns.org. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.